pede tambuh lagi abis segalo. Ikan pais kelaponyo mudo dibungkus daun talas rapi-rapi dikebet tali mesyang. Ikan pais lemak rasonyo makan ke nasi putih pane-pane ulam ke jeri mudo. Rasonyo oh lemak nian makan sebungkus samo-samo nasi sepiring udah habis rasona tangguh.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Newsline. Indonesia's Minister of Creative Economy, Tengku Rifki Harsya, announced at least 21 provinces and 71 regencies or cities across the country are currently in the process of setting up dedicated creative economy offices. Speaking to the media after opening the National Coordination Meeting on strengthening creative economy institutions and ecosystems in the regions in Jakarta on Tuesday, the minister said the initiative is part of a national strategy to develop the creative economy as a new engine of growth based on local potential. Indonesia's Ministry of Religious Affairs, in collaboration with the Australian Embassy, officially launched the Australian Reading Corner at Istiqlal Mosque, Jakarta, on Tuesday. This initiative aims to strengthen bilateral ties between Indonesia and Australia through education and cultural exchange. Minister of Religious Affairs of the Republic of Indonesia, Nasaruddin Umar, said after the launch, the facility is expected to become an inclusive literacy space that welcomes people from all walks of life. That was Newsline from Voice of Indonesia.
Ketika kau lewati bumi tempat ku berdiri, kedua mata ini tak berkedip menatapi pesona indah wajahmu. Mampu mengalihkan duniaku, tak henti membayangkanmu, terganggu oleh cantikmu. Tujuh hari dalam seminggu, hidup penuh warna. Ku selalu mendekatimu, memberi tanda cinta. Engkau wanita tercantikku yang pernah ku temukan. Wajahmu mengalihkan duniaku. Mampu mengalihkan duniaku, tak henti membayangkanmu, terganggu oleh cantikmu. Tujuh hari dalam seminggu, warna. Ku selalu mendekatimu, memberi tanda cinta. Engkau wanita tercantikku yang pernah ku temukan. Wajahmu mengalihkan duniaku. Hidupku penuh warna, ku selalu mendekatimu, memberi tanda cinta. Engkau wanita tercantikku yang pernah ku temukan. Wajahmu mengalihkan duniaku. Duniaku.
Selalu cerita siapa mantanmu yang pernah berikan yang tak ku berikan. Aku bukanlah dirinya, dia bukanlah diriku. Jangan pernah membandingkan aku dan dia. Dan aku akan buktikan ku lebih baik darinya. Coba mantanmu. Selalu cerita lebih nyaman tanmu yang pernah berikan yang tak ku berikan. Aku bukanlah dirinya, dia bukanlah diriku. Jangan pernah membandingkan aku dan dia. Dan aku akan buktikan ku lebih baik darinya. Cobalah untuk lupakan mantanmu.
Listener, today's music quarter presents a song by Jemima Chita. Juanita Jemima Chita, better known as Jemima Chita, was born in Jakarta, September 14, 1999, and became known after participating in a talent search event on a national private TV station in 2021. After that, she started her professional career as a singer with song titled Separu in December 2021. On November 22nd, 2024, she returned to greet her fans with a new meaningful song full entitled Kamu Tak Sendiri, or You're Not Alone. This song tells about emotional support and empathy, for people who are facing difficulties. Everyone will definitely face difficulties and problems. However, how someone deals with them is something that must be done in order to be able to rise and become better in the future with the support of others who make you feel not alone in facing it. Listeners, here is Jimmy Machita with Kamu Tak Sendiri.
Single called Sahabat Tersayang, but actually that song is a remake of my old song from 2006.
Sahabatku yang setia.
It's been 18 years since the release of the original song, but now I remake it into a new version, to a more adult version of the song, because originally Sahabat Tersayang, it was the meaning of Sahabat, best friend itself, is very universal, right? But the meaning of the original song, the best friend is my mother. So I remake this song into a newer version. Initially, I wanna present the song for my mother as a Mother's Day song, but turns out I was pregnant at that time. So it was kind of perfect. Now that I am a mother, I am an adult, so my daughter can now, you know, present this song for me as a mother. So it's kind of like a full circle moment for this song, Sahabat Tersayang.
Voice of Indonesia.
Empal gentong, a traditional dish from Cirebon that has been famous since the 17th century. It features a rich spice broth that is truly tempting. The word empal means beef, while gentong refers to the large pot used for cooking it. The beef is slowly cooked in a broth rich with spices such as turmeric, ginger, and lemongrass, creating a savory and slightly spicy flavor that delights the taste buds. Empal gentong not only offers tender meat, but also a culinary tradition passed down through generations, with each spoonful reminding us of the warmth and enjoyment of the past. Typically served with rice or lontong, this dish is often accompanied by sambal and crackers to enhance the experience. More than just a meal, empal gentong is an unforgettable taste experience. Enjoy its deliciousness and feel the authentic flavor of Cirebon.
You're still tuning in on Indonesia Today from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Besides enjoying our program, we'd be very grateful if you could also send us feedback. How to send feedback to Voice of Indonesia? Send your email to voilisteners@gmail.com, voilisteners@gmail.com. Or to our social media, you can send a direct message, mention us on Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, or Instagram at VOI_official. You can also reach us on WhatsApp, +62 821 2381 2130, +62 821 2381 2130. Or you can text us on the chat feature on RRI Digital mobile app. Like here, we have our listener on Facebook fan page, Benalia Banner. And let's see, where is he from? I haven't seen any profile yet. But one thing for sure, that he or she asked Voice of Indonesia whether if we have a competition or event to celebrate the 18th anniversary of Indonesia's Independence Day on August 17, 2025, and also the 18th anniversary of Voice of Indonesia and Radio Republik Indonesia in September 2025. Oh, Benalia from Algeria. So sorry. Thank you so much for sending us a comment on our post on Facebook. Well, we usually have special events here in Radio Republik Indonesia, various fun races, fun contests to celebrate Indonesia's anniversary of the Independence Day and also the anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia. We'll keep you updated. Then we also have a listener in India, in Jamshedpur, Jharkhand precisely, Sri Bhagwan Sharma. He sent us an address for correspondence and also some receptions reports on RRI Digital. Thank you. Thank you so much, Mr. Sri Bhagwan Sharma. Namaste. Thank you. And keep tuning in on Voice of Indonesia. So if you want us to read your messages, make sure you send your feedback to the aforementioned email or social media and phone numbers. We'll be right back with more programs taking you closer to Indonesia, including through music. Here we have music from a bright young talent from Indonesia who just performed at the Presidential Cup. She is the winner of one of prominent Indonesian singing contests here in Indonesia. And this song is the original soundtrack of a best-selling film in 2024, reaching about 4 million viewers in cinema, called Ipar Adalah Maut. How to translate it? Well, basically it's about a forbidden relationship between the in-laws. Anyway, here is the soundtrack by Lyodra, Tak Selalu Memiliki.
Aku telah salah memilih hati yang tak sungguh sejalan. Rintangan yang ada nanti kan datang melaju dari sekitar kita. Biarkan hatiku yakinkan diri bila nantinya takkan bersama. Aku tak bisa memilih cinta bila semesta pisahkan kita. Aku tak mampu memaksa kita apabila restu.
of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on vonews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Thank you for still listening to Voice of Indonesia broadcast on RRI Digital application. On RRI Digital, you can also enjoy live broadcasts from all RRI stations in Indonesia, your favorite music playlist, inspiring podcasts, and the latest news videos. You can also interact through the like, comment, share, and live chat features. RRI Digital, one-stop entertainment and information. Download now on Google Play and the App Store.
RRI Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments, and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRI Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRI Digital.
Hatiku sedih, hatiku gundah, tak ingin pergi berpisah. Hatiku bertanya, hatiku curiga, mungkinkah ku temui kebahagiaan seperti di sini. Sahabat yang selalu ada dalam suka dan duka, sahabat yang selalu ada dalam suka dan duka.
Segalanya lebih dekat.
Indonesia has more than 17,000 islands. Every region in Indonesia has tradition, culture, and the beauty of nature, which is incomparable. Bali is one of the islands in Indonesia which is very popular in the world. Because its popularity, until now there are people who think that Bali is not part of Indonesia. Bali itself is an island belonging to a group of beautifully lined islands in the territory of Republic of Indonesia. And talking about Bali, firstly in your mind is the beauty of the beach and tradition of its people. Bali does not only have the beauty of nature and tradition, it is also popular for its dances, which move suitably with the rhythm. Gamelan Bali is the music to accompany those dances. There is one Balinese traditional musical instrument, however, there is one Balinese traditional musical instrument which is not quite known by many people. The name is Rindik. According to the history, Rindik was created due to Ponorogo people in East Java moving to Bali. At the beginning, when Wangkir or known Ponorogo side did rebellion against Majapahit Kingdom, most of Ponorogo people moved to Bali. Ponorogo people also brought their traditional instrument, namely Angklung Reyog. Angklung Reyog is the weapon of Majapahit Kingdom which functions as instrument of the kingdom. When the Mak attacked, the Angklung and Gamelan from Ponorogo were brought to Bali. On the way to Bali, those instruments were damaged. Arriving in Bali, Majapahit people were difficult to string the gamelan up, including Angklung. Although Angklung in Bali is not similar like the one as usual, for example in West Java. This instrument still produces sound by being beaten like gamelan, which is made from metal. Angklung in Bali has changed its name to be Rindik, which is from Javanese ancient language meaning neatly arranged with little gaps. And listener, before we talk more about the instrument, how about we listen to the Rindik and the flute rhythm by Trio Buana.
Thank you.
listener, rindik is made from the pieces of bamboo, which are arranged according to its size and its tone. Bamboo which is used to make rindik is the selected one. So, it is not easy to be broken and will produce a very good sound. This instrument is played by beating and using percussion tool made of rubber with different sizes to produce a melodious harmonization of sound. To make it, the bamboo is cut and arranged according to the sizes. The number of pieces of bamboo usually consists of 11 up to 13 pieces. Every piece of bamboo has different size and tone. The larger the size of the bamboo is, the lower the pitch will be. The smaller the bamboo, of course, the higher the tone is produced. The bamboos are arranged in places which is made from wood. Those bamboos are arranged beginning from the lowest tone on the left corner to the highest on the right. The tone which is produced by rindik is pentatonic, meaning it has five main tones. The big percussion tool is usually used on the left hand and the small one is on the right hand. This is because the leftmost tone is lower, so when it's played, there will be a balance of the tone. Listener, to play rindik needs a special skill and feeling. In playing rindik, there is also a technique of beating, namely ngundil, which is held by the left hand of companion player or called sangsi. In the performance of bumbung dance, this technique is called jegog. In Bali itself, and rindik is usually performed to accompany the bumbung dance. Besides that, rindik is also performed to accompany many other events such as wedding ceremony. The special rhythm of rindik makes the nuance of the event becoming more romantic. In the development era, rindik becomes an instrument which is more flexible and has many functions. And listener, that was a glimpse about a traditional instrument coming from Bali, and it is called rindik. Thank you very much for listening, and sampai jumpa.
Thank you. intan permata hatiku. Engkaulah yang pertama dan engkau yang terakhir selalu.
Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Mm-hmm. kita tak berjumpa. Namun tak sengaja berpapasan ku denganmu. Tatapan yang sama, rasanya yang lama. Namun ku kecewa, kau tak peka. Oh, telah lama ku menunggu dirimu. Ku coba hubungiku, salah hatiku berharap padamu. Mencari yang tak pasti, wahai kau bunga hatiku, menanti dirimu. Sekian lamanya kita tak berjumpa, namun tak sengaja. Tatapan yang sama, namun ku kecewa, kau tak peka. Hatiku berharap padamu, mencari yang tak pasti, wahai kau bunga hatiku, menanti dirimu. Bayangmu masih ada di sini selalu.
Music Corner presents a traditional song from Jakarta entitled Mars Betawi. The song Mars Betawi was composed by Kojek, a Betawi musician who often combines hip-hop and gambang kromong, Betawi's typical music. The song is a tribute to Benyamin Sueb, a legendary Betawi or native Jakarta artist. In addition, the song with Betawi dialect lyrics tells the story of the great Betawi artist who was successful as a singer and movie star. The song Mars Betawi also advises the younger generation to continue preserving Betawi culture because the late Benyamin Sueb had done during his lifetime. Well, listener, let's enjoy the song Mars Betawi by Kojek. Happy listening!
Benyamin SMA udah kagak ada, tapi kita penerusnya. Budaya Betawi kagak bakal mati, lestari ampe luar negeri.
Simuke kampung rezeki kote, lahirnya di pusat kota Jakarta. 5 Maret 39 berojolnya di Kemayoran. Anak bontot banyak saudare, hobinya emang demen becande. Dari kecil usil dan jahil, tapi orangnya emang terampil. Jadi penyanyi gambang, pemain film, semua dilakonin biar budaya Betawi didemenin.
Tapi kita penerusnya. Budaya Betawi kagak bakal mati, lestari ampe luar negeri.
Dari nulis lagu jadi pemain film, terkenal gak belagu, tetap orangnya kalem. Dapat 2 piala citra, penghargaan luar biasa. Lagu-lagunya banyak, udah pasti enak-enak. Hujan gerimis aja, jambang dan si pitung, ampe nangke lande, biang kerok yang beruntung. Jadi